the Sachar Zavonim partnership, the partnership options. So how does someone who wants to become a Zavonim acquire a share in Yisachar's Torah? So the Chavetz Chaim talks about two different options, and we'll see that Reb Moshe brings some other options. So the first option mentioned by the Chavetz Chaim is putting together an agreement with a serious Talmid Chacham that you'll provide all of his needs in full, making sure that he can completely dedicate himself to Torah without any sort of financial concerns. The Chavetz Chaim says that if you do this, then you'll be able to be kona a chelik in his Torah. And then so he says Zavon in that situation will become an actual partner with him and will have an equal share in Yisachar's Torah. Okay. Now, if Zavon can't afford the full expenses of Yisachar's household, then he should go around and find someone else who can be a shutef with in Yisachar's Torah. And Avada says, the Chavetz Chaim, the larger the share of Yisachar's financial burden you take on, then the greater the share in Yisachar's Torah. So that's option one, finding one particular Talmid Chacham. The second option, says the Chavetz Chaim, is donating to Yeshiva the sum comparable to that of financing a person's learning for a year, for a week, whatever it is. And like that, then a person will be able to get the Schar. Okay. Now, how much exactly should he be giving? So again, the Chavetz Chaim mentioned the two options of how to do it, either one particular person or the amount to Yeshiva for one particular person, but how much should it be exactly? So Reb Moshe brings some different options. He says a real Yisachar Zavonim partnership means literally the Zavonim splitting all of his material assets and Yisachar splitting all of his spiritual assets. It's mamash shutfus. And the way that would work is if, for example, Zvolin's a rich man, he makes $1 million a year, so half of that, $500,000, should go to Yisachar. And Yisachar's, let's say, 18 hours a day of learning, half of it, 9 hours, will go to Zvolin. It is rare to have that, but Reb Moshe does mention such an idea. The Chavetz Chaim's idea of how it should be done is, as mentioned, that Zavulun should be giving him all of his needs. So again, that literally means Zavulun is always watching what Yisachar needs. He gives him a certain amount a year, and then when stuff comes up, extra expenses, then he's going to be paying for it. Third option is that Yisachar Zavulun agree that Zavulun will be giving one big amount per year. So these are the different options. Now, how formal should this agreement be? Is it just a matter of, you know, a palabos deciding that he's going to be supporting someone and then just giving them money? Or does it need to be more formal? Shabbini Rucham says that it's got to be a proper contract, proper agreement, saying clearly that Zavulun is going to support Yisachar in return for Yisachar's learning, and he will not provide him the support unless Yisachar is actually spending the day learning. That's number one, says Rabbi Nerucham. Number two, he says the partnership is only regarding Yisachar's learning for the future. He says there's no way for Zavulun to purchase a share in Yisachar's Torah in the past, because it's the partnership, right? It's that which Zavulun is enabling Yisachar to learn. That's what makes it a shutfus. Okay, so it comes out, and David Sperber speaks this out, that it comes out from Rabbi Nerucham and the Ramah who Paskins like him, that the Yisachar Zavulun agreement is not necessarily tzedakah. Again, this might have some nafik minas. It's not stamped. I don't know if it's not tzedakah at all. It's not stamped tzedakah. It's not regular tzedakah. But he speaks out, it's got the status of a legal partnership. And if Zavulun doesn't keep his side of the deal, then Yisachar can take him to Beis Din, and vice versa. If Yisachar doesn't abide to his part of the agreement of learning properly, then Zavulun can take him to Beis Din. With Shem, tomorrow in the last installment of Yisachar Zavulun, we'll discuss the time frame, how long a person should be and binding him into this partnership for, and how a person should choose the right partner. With Shem, we'll finish this off tomorrow.